Great, thank you. So as we were worshiping, I just got this picture, and it happened this morning already, that one of the first interactions the Lord had with Adam, he asked Adam, "Adam, where are you?" The question wasn't that God didn't know where he was. The question was, "Adam, did you know where you are?" And I really sense that that's the question. Do you know where you are? And are you sitting behind a bush? Today is the day to get out of that bush. Today is the day to get out of this. Maybe you're wrapped up in a place where dead people are wrapped up. Come out, Lazarus. And I trust that through the preach, the Lord will stir you and that you will respond to the Lord. It's not to respond to anyone, it's to respond to the Lord. Like, oh, you know, Lord, I'm in a bush here. I'm stuck. I'm stuck and I'm missing out big time. So, repent. Okay, so let's just pray before. I just want to pray mainly for my own nerves, but also that your hearts will be open. So when the Lord tells you, but you're in a bush, top eight, man. So Father, thank you. Thank you that you love us, Lord. Thank you that you love us and that you've prepared a way for us to get out of the bush. So Father, I want to pray, Lord, open hearts, put faith in our hearts, Lord, to get out of the bush, to get out of the graves, Lord. Oh, may your kingdom be advanced, Lord. In Jesus' name. Okay, so I've got the presentation. So let's just wait for it to appear. Hey, is it gone? I say. Yeah, so there we go. So this is a couple of points I'm just going to touch on. So go back to the first one. Hey, we're running away. Okay. So God's got the plan. So if you want a title, there's a title just because... See, that's what people do. So we're just going to touch on these things. It's going to be a relatively short message, but don't worry about what you don't understand, but worry about those things you do understand, because those are the points that's going to where the Lord's stirring you. So man's got the character, God's got the character, His glory, our choice, and then a section in Luke, which I'm going to get the volunteer to read, and then just quick context in that, and then a short prophetic message, and yeah. You'll see as we go. So firstly, so man's got a character. So this is a quote that I just Googled. So I don't know this book, so I don't want to say go read this book. But I thought it was a very, very interesting one. Although character is an attribute of man itself, it can only be known by man's actions. Your actions reflect something of what's happening deep inside. Sometimes we can bypass the system in our own heads and we think, no, I walk fine. Is it? We are like it. We can fool ourselves. But may your actions be revealed. May you see your actions. It's not your best actions. Sunday, you've got your best clothes on and you this and that. The normal life. The week is long. It's the rest of the week. What's happening? When are your wheels falling off? What's happening? Those are the ones that, Lord, help. We need help. So in 1 Timothy, in the same way, just go back one, please. Thanks. In the same way, deacons are worthy of respect, sincere, and not indulging in too much wine, and not pursuing their own dishonest gain. This is all talking, those ones that I highlight. It's talking about character. That's deeper stuff. So if you do these things, there's something underneath. There's something underneath. It's not the superficial stuff. It's the deeper ones that... That's where the real change is happening. So go to the next one. So the character of God. So where's like a quick reader? Come about it. You're a nice reader.
Too much pressure. Hebrews 1, verse 3. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
God's way is incredible. He's just incredible. He makes everything happen. And everything that we can see, it's actually an amazing, amazing privilege. And it's grace. The perspective that we've got as man, animals don't have it. A lot of them can't see color. We can see color. We can smell things. We can see things. It's an incredible, incredible privilege. That's not given to all the things. Donkey just have to see the things a donkey does. We can see incredible things. And it's an amazing, amazing privilege. And in these things that we can see, Sometimes we don't realize it, and I'll show you the picture, and then I'll explain to you why we don't see it. Yeah, so go to the next one. So what do you guys see here? Who sees a nice photo? Just put up your hand, who sees a nice photo? Who's seeing an incredible, incredible living system that God has put there? Who's seeing that? Is that the first thing that you see? No, we often see, no, we see the picture. Dude, these plants have been there for many generations. They've survived many storms. Dude, that they have been there now. And just think how difficult it is to keep a pot plant alive. And it's incredible. It's incredible. And that's just on a superficial level. God knows what he's doing. Dude, sustain this thing. The photographer just goes click and maybe sets the focus a little bit if you're a photographer. But for him to have done that, it is mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. The rain had to come at the right time. The snow had to come at the right time. The dust he had to eat at the right time. It is an incredible picture of how these things have to be fit together to come out to that one. And that is the same God that's calling us to say, come work with me. He's given us his choice. It's a mind-blowing thing. We are this little arrogant little creature sitting behind a bush. Yo, it's just God knows what he's doing. Even if your situation is really looking muff, it's looking really bad today, I tell you, even God knows a way out. The question is, how are you going to respond? The response is in your hand. And I really trust that the Lord will stir you and that you'll respond appropriately. So we can have your own way. You can have your own way. You can have your sinful desires. You can have it. And it's the next picture. Okay, yippee for you. Look where you're going to end up. It's a gemors. It's just a gemors. So you're changing this incredible design that God's got for your life for gemors. Come on, that's a doof deal, man. That's a doof deal. Get out of your bush. Get out of it. God's got this incredible design. And each one of you are unique. Because God has got this unique plan for you. But the only way we're going to activate it is by working with him. This is not something that we can do on our own. The Pharisees tried hard and Jesus gave them a hard time because they missed the point. There is a point. I say, now the pressure's back on again.
Luke 20, verse 9 to 16. He went on to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers, and went away for a long time. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants, so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, but that one also they beat and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him. But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. This is the heir, they said. Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others.
This is quite a serious message. This is a serious thing that Jesus gave. So just a little bit of the context. So he gave it to the Pharisees. It was in a temple. And he basically rebuked them and said, hey, this is the bigger picture. This is the story of mankind. These people are stuck behind the bush. And he sent his messages. He sent his prophets. He's sending his son. But these people are so harakwas. They don't want to hear. They're resisting it the whole time. And eventually there will be consequences. It's a consequence that they've kind of brought on themselves. So in this story, there's different characters. So let's go to the next one. So in this story, there's an owner, which represents God. There's a farmer or the tendon that represents man. There's a servant, and there's the son, which represents Jesus. So in this story, we are all in this story. Each one of us are in this story. But we can, so we can't take God's position. God's position is God's position. He's got that role in the story. Jesus' position is Jesus's. We can't interfere there. Between man and prophet, between the servant and attendant, we are between those ones. We are stuck between these two characters. Sometimes, yeah. So we can get stuck at the farmer, which he just worries about himself. He wants to be profitable. He wants to make. It's just me. And you could be the prophet that goes out and send the message, like we heard last time. Your preacher was very good about the slave. So in the New Testament, so you can go read that scripture again for yourself at home and ask the Lord to speak to you about it. So I'm not going to go into great detail on that now. Okay, go to the next one. Okay, so Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ, like you mentioned, slaves. They are people that came out of the bush. They were also stuck in the bush, but they came out of the bush. They became slaves to Christ. To all God's holy people in Christ at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons. So again, I really want to recommend, go listen to that preach of Kenan about slaves. It is really good. Because we become slaves, and it's not like slaves in a bad context. We become slaves of a God who knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he's doing in your life. He knows exactly. He knows there's nothing you can tell him. He knows exactly, and he loves you. So it's a really positive position. So we can move into that position saying, Lord, have your way. Yes, so man, you can make the blommiges look lekker, man. But try it. You'll see. Quickly you'll realize, no, this is not working. So this thing about servant is recorded a lot of times in the Bible. It's a lot of times it's there. It's a hard posture. A hard posture of saying, Lord, your way, not my way. And then you're going to start seeing results. Before that, it's going to be a chumos. Okay. So there's a couple of transitions that we can make. And I really sense that the Lord is touching our hearts already here today. So the first transition is a comparison between tendant and servant. The one lives for himself and the other one lives for the kingdom. And I know there's some of you here. You're actually just living for yourself. You're trying to fill your own desires, and it's not working. It's not working. You try to have your way, and it's not working. And now you're a bit seared about that, which is quite ironic. But so maybe that's you. You've realized, and I was definitely there. I did what I wanted, and I caused havoc, and I got myself into a big thorn bush. Like I could have chosen a better bush, maybe. But I got myself in the bush, and it was not the place to be. And from that place you go, Lord, I need help. So when God comes and he says, Adam, where are you? It's not time to keep your mouth closed because it's wegkrepperkie. It's, Lord, here am I. I'm sorry, I have messed up. You've given me a responsibility. I've dropped the ball big time. I've messed up. I'm guilty as charged. I actually deserve to go to hell. I've rebelled against you. You know how to sustain a blommiekie on top of a mountain. You that knows how to sustain everything. I've decided to go against you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. And then he says, it's fine. I'll forgive you. My son has paid the price to bail you out of the bail that you cannot pay. It's incredible. It's incredible. So then it's a transition from this servant, one that just wants me, to a place to say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. I surrender. So that's one transition. So if that's you, just keep that in your heart, saying, Lord, I want to get out of my bush today. We will give you a time at the end to come out of your bush. Okay. So the next one? Okay. No, go back to the balloon one. So the second transition, which I'm going to explain in this practical exercise, is a transition from maybe you've come out of the bush. Maybe you, like we've heard today already at the testimonies, maybe you've already came out of the bush, but you know that, you know, you're not a good servant. You're reluctant. There's no warmth. There's no desire for you to come to prayer meeting. There's no desire to spread the word. It's not there. It's just, you just kind of do what you think you need to do. But there's no life in that. So there's the empowerment, and the Holy Spirit is the empowerment. The Lord doesn't just take you out of the bush. He equips you as well. And it's an incredible process. But you cannot do it alone. And I know some of you are sitting here trying to do it alone. I hope you can also see it, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It leaves the place of you. You just get anxious and stressed, and it's dead. There's no life in it. So now I'm going to need 4 male volunteers. So then we're gonna take it from there. So we're not going to harm you. There was no animals harmed in this production of this one. So we've got one. Hey, well done. That's it. We've got another one. Now we need 2 more. Come. That's it. Now we've got our 4 volunteers. Huh? So all 4 of you must get onto the stage. You can stand on that side of the stage. So now I really hope that you don't know what I'm going to do, because that's kind of going to backfire. But we're going to trust that it's going to happen like this. So there's a couple of instructions. So we're going to have a team of 4 people and 3 balloons. Here's the 3 balloons. So I'm going to want the balloons to move from that side to this side. And here's just a couple of rules. Now you must listen carefully. No? Not because I've messed up, like I've heard before. Listen carefully. So no hands and arms. So you're not allowed to grab it or pinch it or anything like that. No feet. No legs might touch it. You're not allowed to kick the balloons or anything like that. You're not allowed to bite the balloon and move the balloon like that, and you must work together. And I'm gonna be quick on you, because just now you get it right without help. Then, but before you think, you know, I'm setting you up for a complete disaster, so Gina's got the answer. So she can tell you how to do it, but you're going to need to ask. You need to ask Gina, I need help. And then you need to listen as well, because asking and not listening doesn't going to help either. Okay. So, Gina, if you can put the balloons there, and then you can decide if you want to figure it out first, or do you want to do it? Okay, quickly. Now the pressure's on. Okay, great. Thank you. I'm very grateful that you all took the help option. So the Lord's got instructions for us. He's got this instruction, go and make disciples. That's exactly what happened to the prophet. He said, go. But we have to be empowered. Our hearts need to change. Our heart needs to be ready to go. And the way our hearts get ready is to say, oh Lord, give me the power to do it. I've been trying on my own and I'm ineffective. If you're ineffective, just look at the amount of people that you've influenced. Where are you influencing them towards? That's maybe another way to look at it. So we need the Lord. We need him. We need him. First, we need him to come with his grace, to come from the bush into a servant position. And then we need him again to come from the servant position into effective a servant position. So that's the 2 positions. And we are all there somewhere. Okay, and it's the last one. So closing. So there's 2 transitions. There's a transition from attendant to a servant. Come out of the bush, and there's a servant by law, a servant led by the Holy Spirit. These people could have standing. We have told him the laws. I've told him the rules. Figure it out. They would have stand there for a long time, probably, to try to figure it out. But then as soon as they asked, oh, Georgina, we need help. We need help. Then things started fitting together, and then they were able to move. And as I was praying for this message, I sensed that the church needs you, but you need the church. It's a collective effort. The Lord's going in, and it starts with your position of your heart. What's going on here? What's going on? Yeah, so I think I'll just close off with prayer, and then I'll pass it on to you, and then we can have a call for salvation. and a call for getting empowered. It's there for us. Yeah. So Father, thank you for stirring our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you come and you stir deep in our hearts. You know exactly under what bush we are hiding. So Father, I want to pray for those which are sitting under the bushes and are hiding under various obstacles. So Father, I want to pray, Lord, that you'll give them faith. So let me go out and just surrender. So Lord, I want to pray that they'll have faith to do that. And anything that wants to block it will be stopped. And you're not allowed to block it today. In Jesus' name, we're telling you that. Father, I want to pray for those which are ineffective. They've tried to be servants. They've tried this church thing, but they're not empowered. Father, I want to pray that they also realize that, we need help. I need help. Lord, may your kingdom come. May your kingdom come. And I ask in Jesus' name.